This is Akashvani, the news, read by Ashok Ojha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held delegation-level talks with the Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa at the State House in capital city of Windhoek. The deliberations were aimed to deepen the economic partnership between the two countries by exploring new areas of cooperation in critical sectors. MOUs have been signed in the fields of health and medicine, global biofuel, infrastructure framework, and entrepreneurship. During the visit, the Prime Minister will also pay homage to Namibia's founding father and first president, late Dr. Sam Nujoma. Mr. Modi will be conferred with Namibia's highest civilian award in recognition of his contributions to strengthening bilateral ties. Besides, the Prime Minister will address the Parliament of Namibia, marking a significant moment in the ongoing relationship between the two nations. This is the first visit of Mr. Modi to the resource-rich South African country and the third ever prime ministerial visit from India to Namibia. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel has ordered an investigation into the tragic bridge collapse incident near Gambhira in Gujarat's Vadodara, in which 9 people died and several injured. This issue was discussed in today's cabinet meeting held in Gandhinagar under the chairmanship of Chief Minister. Mr. Patel has sought a preliminary report from the officials regarding the collapse of the bridge. After the cabinet meeting, the Chief Minister also held a meeting with the officials of the Roads and Building Department, in which details of other dilapidated bridges in the state were also presented. A court of inquiry has been constituted to ascertain the cause of crash of Indian Air Force Jaguar trainer aircraft. The aircraft met with an accident during a routine training mission and crashed near Churu in Rajasthan today. Both pilots sustained fatal injuries in the accident. No damage to any civil property has been reported. Indian Air Force has expressed regret for the loss of lives and stands firmly with the bereaved families in this time of grief. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah interacted with women and other workers associated with cooperatives of Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan on the occasion of the International Cooperative Year. Mr. Shah also interacted with Meeral Bain Rabari of Camel Breeder Maldhari Cooperative Society of Kutch District. Replying to a query, Mr. Shah said, 4 Ayurvedic companies are testing the medicinal properties of the camel milk.
ऊंटनी के दूध के औषधीय गुणों का स्टडी कर इसमें से कुछ रोग की सटीक दवाइयां अगर बनती है तो ये ऊंट का दूध का जो रेट है वो अनेक गुना हम बढ़ा सकते हैं और जब ऊंट पालन और ऊंटनी के दूध का रेट बढ़ेगा तो स्वाभाविक रूप से नस्ल संरक्षण में हमें बहुत फायदा होगा.
The Bihar Band called by the opposition Mahagathbandhan, led by RJD and Congress, witnessed a mixed impact in the state today. The Mahagathbandhan called for the Band and Chakka Jam to protest against the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR of the voter list in the state. BJP has alleged that the Grand Alliance is trying to undermine constitutional bodies. Ukraine today said that Russian forces fired nearly 750 drones and missiles during overnight attacks targeting the western part of the country. The Ukrainian Air Force claimed that 711 drones and at least 7 missiles were downed. The attacks mainly targeted Ukraine's western Volyn region, the capital of Lutsk, which borders Poland and Belarus. Russia's massive overnight attacks on Ukraine come as the U.S. has announced it will reverse course on a recent decision to pause the delivery of air defense weaponry to Kiev. The Indian women's cricket team will be aiming to seal the T20I series against England in the fourth match tonight at the Old Trafford Ground in Manchester, UK. The match will begin at 11 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The women in blue hold a 2-1 lead, despite England opening its account with a narrow 5-run win in the previous game. And that is the end of this news bulletin.